Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along, and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation. Well, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention wrapped up this weekend with several guest speakers, a congressional and Senate forum, and a sold-out trade show. I had the opportunity to catch up with Blaine Stacy, Oklahoma Conservation Commission's rangeland specialist, and he said if you're waiting till it gets dry to enact your drought plan, you've waited too long.
Here at the Conservation Commission, we do consultation, outreach, education. Soil conservation is we're trying to drought-proof your ranch. We're looking at doing grazing management principles, soil health principles that not only hopefully help your bottom line as far as profitability, but these same principles will increase water infiltration in your soils, just maintain an environment and an ecosystem that is functional. It has vitality, and if it can absorb more moisture when you get it, so that when we turn into these dry periods, you've got more water in your ground versus your neighbor who may be hurting for some grass and some moisture.
He said preparing the soil is essential because it can prevent runoff when and if we do get those heavy rains.
Absolutely. If you maintain an ecosystem that is prepared to take in that moisture, every drop that goes in the ground, that's money in the bank. If you see water leaving your property, that's what we really want to avoid. So there's all sorts of different terms for it: regenerative grazing, adaptive grazing, but it's all pretty much the same thing. We're looking at maintaining a landscape that absorbs moisture quickly, holds on to it for a longer period. That way you can weather these dry periods for a longer period of time.
To get started on your landscape, Stacy says the first step is to evaluate your land.
You don't know what you don't know, so that's where we come in. We offer education, outreach. We can come and do on-farm consultations. If you don't know where you stand, give us a call. We'd be glad to come and assist and say, okay, here's where you're at. Here's some ideas. We can play with grazing management. We can play with rotational grazing paddocks. We can look at developing grass or plant mixes that you could plant to hopefully improve your soil. It's kind of a D, all the above answer. So just get an assessment to see where you're standing, or if you don't know, just give us a holler.
He said it's also imperative to have a drought management plan in place so you'll have some options.
You know, having a zero level forage availability, having a plan in place to just have a trigger, stick to that plan, try to throw sentimentality out the window.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, we've had to let some livestock go in this dry spell, but I think we're in a good place with our grass and our forage availability moving forward, that we could stretch that grass out for a little more dry spell, but we're still praying for rain.
For more information from the Oklahoma Conservation Commission on soil health, soil sampling, and more, you can go to ok.gov/conservation. You've got farm news on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at KISFutures.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.